You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I am Steve Dotto. We are glad you're joining us today. Our show is dedicated to helping you get the most out of your technology wherever it fits in your life. Now, we've got a great show lined up today. We've got two great in-studio guests. We're going to have Lindsay Smith and Jillian Shar going to be joining us to discuss all things tech. And, of course, Art Factor, my producer. How are you doing, Art?
I'm doing well. Not often you get sandwiched between two... Good-looking ladies.
No, it's a good show. Should be good.
That is the...
Well, and they know their tech.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the bottom line.
I believe Chris from MaxStation calls them unicorns.
What's that?
The beautiful ladies who know about tech.
Okay, because they're fantasy creatures.
Because in theory, they don't exist.
In theory, they don't exist.
Only on this show.
Very nice. Hey, do you more use your phone to talk or to text?
I am a texter because I don't have a lot of minutes. Although I do have people in my life who don't like that. They'd rather talk.
They want to talk. It's interesting. Here's a disturbing trend. People are still using their phones to text while they're driving. Did you know that?
Guilty.
Do you text while you're driving?
It's red lights.
It sounds like you're making excuses. I know how much I can drink. See, this is the excuses. Yeah, and I think a lot of people do. They check, you know, you check your text. I don't think I text while I'm at the red light. That's too much trouble. I do occasionally use the voice-activated features.
I'm excited about. I'm excited that with the Siri, I could do that, right?
This is a bad idea. See, the problem is that it takes your attention away. There's a study just out. 18% of Canadians confess to talking on their phone or texting while driving still. And that's just the number that confess.
You know, that's the hypocrite in me, because when I see somebody who does a poor driving maneuver and they do it because I see them on their phone, I want to drive into them.
Yeah, it makes you livid. But then do you stick your phone up to your ear and talk still?
No.
You won't do that?
No.
Good. So you've gotten past that. What about a headset?
I'm looking to get a headset.
Yeah, I'll sometimes talk on the headset, but I'll, you know, establish the call beforehand. But even so, it, you know, even hanging up from a call can be really distracting. Oh. It's a concern. I think it's something that we all should be paying attention to.
And I agree.
It's 18%. It's increasingly going to be considered a problem. So what's the other cool news that we got today? I had some great stories that I was following. Oh, the one that drives me crazy. You know, the guys at Farmville drive me crazy. You know this, don't you?
Well, I know it because it drives me crazy to know that they make $5 billion a year.
Yeah, well, Zynga is the company. So Zynga, not only do they create irritating apps, I think their karma pot is pretty darn near empty. They in order to attract good talent, high-tech companies give away stock options as a part of your employment package. Well, Zynga decided they gave away too many stock options to their employees now that they're going public, and this greedy company has gone back to their employees and said, you give back your options or we're going to fire you.
Oh, that's a lawsuit.
And they got away with it. Well, I don't know. They managed to get away with it. But this is Zynga. These are the good folks that bring you Farmville.
Not good folks. We hate those. 99% of the world hates those. It's the 1%.
Hate is the wrong word.
Dislike.
Hate is a bad word.
Dislike Farmville people.
And we don't dislike the Farmville people. We dislike the Farmville actions. We dislike the fact that they share it with us. But just say no to Farmville. I think that's the bottom line for our people.
Get a new hobby.
Just say no to Farmville. Joining me in studio as we steadily approach Christmas is Lindsay Smith, a digital living evangelist, and Jillian Shar, tech columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thank you for coming in, ladies. This is such a typical gathering of geeks.
Geeks.
One bearded guy and two women.
Is that how it normally works? I don't think that's how it works, Steve.
I think in a lot of geeks' imaginations, that's the way it should work.
Normally it's a bunch of men.
Yes.
Yeah. Heavily on the men.
Yes.
Male side, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you two have done pretty well in this game. Let's get to some of the stories. And now, Jillian, you wrote an article about an MP in Winnipeg who's using Twitter and offending people. with his Twitter account. He's dropping the F-bomb on Twitter?
And dropping the F-bomb. You know, it was quite funny. It was one night last week. It was actually after the conservative government ended a debate on the budget. And this MP was incensed about it. And he went on live on Twitter and didn't pull any stops. Pat Martin.
Yeah, he's a Liberal MP.
He's the NDP for Winnipeg Centre. And he was using, shall we say, intemperate language, including dropping the F-bomb more than once and responding to criticism with one person. One person who criticized him. He said, well, eat my shorts.
Now, is he... how do you think... Are the MPs now in government? I don't know. Are they given social media lessons? Are they being taught? I mean, we see athletes being coached in their media training how to respond and how to handle Twitter and all those sorts of things. Hockey teams are doing it. Football teams are doing it. Basketball teams are doing it. They're trying to get control because Twitter is such a pervasive medium that it's so instant. I mean, you can make a mistake. As Ashton Kutcher.
I don't know if that's right or not.
As he knows from just, you know, one little comment that he makes, it can create a firestorm. Do you think it's a breath of fresh air, but do you think that it's going to be something very temporary and we're not going to see very much of this kind of entertainment value?
You mean you think they start editing their tweets? Do you know, different political parties have different policies. And here in British Columbia, there was a move by the NDP to kind of rein in their leadership candidates. But that backfired because you can't ask people to disclose all their Twitter personal information, including their passwords. I mean, mm-hmm. would you trust handing over your Twitter password to somebody who might be potentially your political opponent?
At some point, and then they can post. Well, you have a thought on this, Lindsay.
Well, I think it's just another reflection of the fact that the business side and the personal side with social media is so blurred. And so you think about Pat Martin here in this particular circumstances is doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing in social media, and that's being transparent. That's telling people what we really think, how we really feel. And if he uses the F-bombs in his everyday world, then all the power to him, I think, in taking it into the real world. Now, yes, he's going to offend some people, but I think at the same time, that's okay, because he's carving out the niche of what the type of audience that he wants to attract, and he should live that way, because otherwise we're just faking it. We're just pretending like we don't throw out F-bombs all day long in our real lives, but, you know, we do.
You do. Perhaps I've dropped the odd one.
I love how Steve and Jillian are sitting here twiddling their thumbs going, yes, we don't talk like that.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. But I have to say, you know, there is, sometimes you do temper your language, maybe depending on the audience or the circumstances.
Fair
so,
okay,
you
well,
know,
let,
maybe when I slam my, you know, my finger in the car door, you're going to hear something different than when I'm writing for the front page of the paper.
No, but when you are tweeting, if you're really upset about something, would you, first of all, would you drop the F-bomb, Lindsay, in Twitter?
No.
Okay. Jillian, I don't even have to ask.
I just don't think, you know, I think it's just an easy way to avoid, finding other language.
But
you
would
could
you,
F everything that you're annoyed with,
would
which
you,
this fellow did.
Would you put the F exclamation mark, hash sign, number sign, dollar sign to make it, you know, to not say it, but still say it?
Well, one of the things I see people using all the time, and I think it's just like that's just pretty. It's funny, and it gets the point across. Is the WTF?
Yes,
you see that,
and I use that.
Yeah,
I
people
do
dance say that, for that
and
now.
That has become just a kind
and
of.
And would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, I mean, I would. You know, I'd say I tend to. You know, I am pretty conservative when it comes to it's part of from being in the newspaper business. You never write anything online or post anything that you don't want to see on the front page. Well, no, we don't use that kind of language in the newspaper. So
no.
I probably wouldn't use it on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I definitely have said WTF when I'm surprised with things, you know, and when I'm shocked about things. And I do it about business things too. I would put in my Twitter feed, I would say about when HP decided to drop the webOS. I'm just still stunned with that. I found out today it cost them $3.3 billion. If anybody was looking, they released their quarterly report. $3.3 billion to get out of a good operating system. That's something. What WTF?
Yeah,
I think it calls for that. So that calls for that sort of thing. But that's not the only place that self censorship is one thing. Did you see that in Pakistan? They're trying to block the use of certain words in text messages. There's a list of some 1,600 words that the Pakistani government is actually blocking, including Jesus Christ and poop.
I was going to say, that's my favorite part, is the words that they've chosen.
When was puppy ass? I just felt like going on Twitter and going, puppy ass, puppy ass, puppy ass. Who says that?
Well, the thing that I like is how they're responding to it in Pakistan is they've got this list of 1,600 words now. So the people in their texts are not texting the word poop anymore. But if they want to say poop in their text messages, they're saying number 47 because they take where it is on the list and they just publish that as the number.
Well, and I think that brings up a really good point in the sense that there's always a way around these things. But the point is, getting back to Pat Martin there for a second, there's creating so much stir around this. So when Pakistan blocks these things and Pat Martin throws out the F-bomb, so many people are talking about this. Ashton Kutcher I think you talked about this last week briefly, but how he was tweeting away and he got in trouble because of the Steve, remind me of the story again. Where
I'm trying to remember Penn which story
State.
It was.
Firing of the coach without knowing the story behind it. Of course, his millions of Twitter followers were incensed, as would anybody be.
Well, he was coming from a place of Joe Paterno has been the coach of that team for some 60 years or something, and so I think he was just saying, it's a shame that his legacy is ending this way. I think that's what he was trying to do, but the way he phrased it was.
I don't think he knew the story.
He didn't know the story, and he thought that he was getting fired for his football coaching abilities, not because something he had done.
Oh,
otherwise.
Well, that's just dumb.
When you jump in, and I think we're all guilty of it, you just jump onto Twitter and say something without kind of knowing what you're talking about, and that's really dangerous. But it's easy to do.
It's like being at a cocktail party, and you say a stupid thing, and in the cocktail party, you only have 5 or 10 people listening. But on Twitter, in his case, you have millions. But I think that we're changing, though, in our perceptions of I think we're becoming more accepting. There are certain people. No offense, Jillian, but sometimes the media jumps on and blows it out of proportion and criticizes people or blows up the fact that there's certain tweets. But I think overall, people understand and that it's a transparent social media or way of communicating, and that it's going to happen once in a while, and it doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't, it just happens.
Yeah, we all make mistakes and we do things that are embarrassing. Or say, make your bloopers and you just Twitter.
To make an embarrassing comment in front of 2,000, 3,000, or 5,000 Twitter followers that most of us would carry. It's another thing when you have the responsibility of being able to communicate to millions and millions of people at the same time. And so that responsibility, more thought should be put into every one of your responses. It's not a knee-jerk. It can't be an irresponsible response, because it is now, what's happening with Twitter is it is now becoming one of the things, certainly especially these people with large numbers of followers, it is forming public opinion. It's crafting how we look at the world by these people's opinions. That's what, now it's stunning to me, and it speaks, I don't hold up much hope for our future when we consider who are the most popular people being followed. The Dalai Lama is not the most popular person being followed on Twitter. No, it's Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber. and so the things that these people are bringing to mind, I would much rather listen to what Bill Clinton has to say on Twitter than I would to Justin Bieber, yet Justin Bieber is far more important on Twitter. So that's it's a little bit scary, but there's a weight of responsibility. So I'm glad that these people get slammed this way, because it makes them, A, they get knocked down a peg, but B, it causes them to pause, I hope, and look before they do it the next time.
And that's the power of social media.
Yeah, they have a responsibility, just like getting up and making a speech to millions of people. You have to know when you're talking.
It's also what we're interested in. I saw Matt Hartley was on from the Financial Post was on the show last week, and we didn't talk about this, but one of his posts I remember the week before, which struck home, was he was just saying how tragic it was that one of their posts about the collapse of the Italian economy, which was big, it could be devastating to Europe and the euro, the collapse of the Italian economy was getting far more hits than where Kardashian was going for her holiday. And as far as how much people, and it wasn't even close as far as what people were following. And he was just, that was a kind of comment on where we are. Stick around, because after the break, we're going to talk about the CRTC finally coming down and determining what's happening with usage-based billing, how much we use the internet versus how much we're charged for using the internet. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It's time for the weekly beatdown. Yep. App of the Week when Steve just takes it to Chris Miller from MacStation. What do you got for your App of the Week this week, Chris?
You say it with such disdain and loathing, sir.
Well, it's the voice of a champion.
Oh, is that what that is?
It must be.
Oh, okay.
It sounded
something else to me. This week, I'm bringing you Viber.
You're bringing me Viber.
Viber.
I got good Vibers. What's Viber?
I'm bringing on good vibrations.
Is it Viber?
Viber? Might be. I'm going to go with Viber because it sounds better. Anyway, it's a great app for your phone. Now, as you're probably used to, Skype is great for calling other people, as is the simple fact of it, the fact that it's a phone itself. But if you want us to be able to save on phone calls, and Google calling isn't really that much in Canada yet, and Skype really isn't a hugely present, and the problem with Skype is that the other person has to have Skype, and you already have to know that they have Skype.
Yeah.
Whereas Viber, you sign on, it looks at your contacts, and recognizes if the person already has Viber on their phone. They don't have to tell you. You don't have to know. It just looks and knows. It auto-detects the whole thing, so you can make free phone calls to your friends without knowing if they have the app or not.
Over your Wi-Fi connection.
Over the Wi-Fi connection.
Now, when you go to make a phone call out of your address book, does it give you an option to use Viber?
No, you do have to go into Viber itself. It'll show the everybody name in your contact that does have it. And it's great because, I mean, I loaded it just to try it, and it turned out that half my contact list already had it installed.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's convenient, helpful, saves you money.
I got a parking app.
Okay.
You ever wonder where to park downtown? You don't drive.
I don't really wonder where to park.
Well, when you're driving in downtown Vancouver, for example, you don't know where the one-hour spots are, where the meters are, where there's free parking, where there's no parking, where there's permit-only parking. There's an app that shows you on a Google map all of the parking locations in a city. It's called ParkinSpot.
So it spots park.
Yeah, and so it spots a place for you to park. So you can plan, or you can know if you're downtown and you're trying to find where the non-permanent parking is, it gives you little bars and little indications of where you can. It doesn't tell you in real time if there is available parking there, but it tells you where to go to look for parking.
It tells you where to go.
Yeah, it tells you where to go. So we have Viber and ParkinSpot.
App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation. Book a one-on-one training with our Apple specialists or sign up for one of our free workshops. Get the most out of your Mac with MacStation.